a complimentary skin scope analysis, skin suticals, swag bags, 15% off all medical grade skincare products, and special event day pricing on future skincare services that will leave you glowing and rejuvenated, including facials customized just for you. Resurfex laser, IPL, micro needling, diamond glow facials, and VI peels. This is a one-day-only event, Thursday, August 31st, from 9 to 4. Reserve your slot now for a 15-minute consultation. Call the Hurdy Center at 702-732-9600. That's 702-732-9600.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Steelbooks murdered down the street. Pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech.
Good to hear from Madison Gilbert, the new national spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. As she mentioned, the next debate will be in September at the Reagan Library. It will be on Fox Business. And my guess is it will be more of an economic-based debate. Larry Kudlow works at Fox Business. And yesterday was asked what was missing from the first GOP debate. This was Larry Kudlow. This is cut two, go.
People are working, okay, and they're getting paid, okay, but inflation is eating up their wages. So many, many, many people, this is middle class, lower middle class, they need to have a second job. Husband and wife both sometimes have to have second jobs. You know why? Because the necessities, the prices of food, the prices of energy, the prices of
electricity. The price of a home, the average home in this country is $400,000 right now. You have to have a $160,000 salary just to get into one of those homes.
Well, here's the thing. The mortgage rate has gone from about 2.5% to 7.5%. That is the killer.
That's game-changing.
I know the price has gone up, and you're quite right. But, you know, you bought the thing 2.5 to 7.5. If you have a HELOC, everybody's paying much more. That eats into your family income. So this issue of affordability, and I must say, although many of the Republican candidates last night had some good moments, not all, but many, they didn't hit this enough. They didn't hit Bidenomics enough. They didn't hit the affordability problem enough. Look, you can yelp about spending, okay? And I know Washington spends
some of the candidates
way too much money. But the fact of the matter is, during the pandemic, deals were made, bipartisan deals were made. I was very much a part of the negotiations, okay? I would have liked to cut the payroll tax and maybe spend less. But the reality was, when the pandemic came crashing down in the spring and summer of 2020, government was there to step in and make up for lost income and lost jobs, okay? You can criticize that till the cows come home, and you can look back on it and say, we shouldn't have done this, we shouldn't have done that. And I might agree with you on some points, but the reality is what was done, and that's what rare moments. And most of that spending ran off, okay? The trouble is Joe Biden has continued the spending.
He didn't stop it soon enough.
He didn't
the emergency
stop
was
it.
Over and we were still spending.
That's right. And that's what generated the inflation. And that's what's generated the... Remember, the rate of prices has slowed, but the prices are still rising in key areas. Grocery prices are still rising. Gasoline prices are back to $3.85. Car prices, used car and new car prices.
And by
prices.
The way, as a result, these, credit card debt is soaring.
Credit card debt is soaring. Mortgage rates are rising. These are the, I didn't hear this last night. Actually, Tim Scott had a good knock on it, okay? I don't recall the others. We were just looking, playing the word game upstairs. The word Bidenomics, I think the only guy that used it once was Senator Tim Scott.
Yeah. Larry Kudlow from Fox Business. On Fox yesterday, I will just tell you I paid $4.59 for gas yesterday, $4.59. The price of gas is going up and up and up and up. Stay where you are. Coming up top of the hour, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. We're going to preview the Raiders and the Cowboys preseason game number 3, the final preseason game before the start of the regular season. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, coming up in our next hour, Jonathan Turley was on with Martha McCallum last night talking about a speedy trial in Georgia and how tough that's going to be. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Pacific Coast League Reno beat Sugar Land 7-2. Vegas fell 5-1 at Tacoma. Sacramento pounded El Paso 14-6. The Raiders wrap up the NFL preseason tomorrow on the road visiting Dallas. Any potential trade for Josh Jacobs has reportedly been shut down. The Cardinals and Vikings square off in Minnesota. Quarterback Kyler Murray continues to work his way back from a knee injury. His return date remains unknown. Diamondbacks cut by the Reds 3-2 in Phoenix. Rookie Corbin Carroll hit a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 8th. Arizona moved a half game ahead of the Reds and Giants for the last wild card position in the National League. Arizona has wins in 5 straight. The Reds had their 3-game winning streak snapped. Shea Langeliers homered twice, helping the A's beat the White Sox 8-5. The Nevada Wolfpack have a tough test in their opener. They visit number 6, USC. That'll be a 3:30 kickoff on September 2nd. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Staples has big savings on everything for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on tech for the classroom or your business with up to $250 off select computers. And save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Plus, right now at Staples, you can save even more with $50 off your print order of $150 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Print offer ends 8/26. Visit staples.com/print for details. Tech offer ends 9/16. In-store only. See associate for details.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call ProPrice.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A couple of overnight incidents still have some street closures. We'll start in the northeast part of the valley where Lake Mead Boulevard is shut down between Pecos and Walnut after some police activity, and plenty of police tape around there. So Lake Mead shut down between Pecos and Walnut, still in the northeast valley. Go with Owens nearby to avoid the area. Also in East Charleston and Pecos, a new injury accident is being reported there. Overnight injury wreck on the west side of town has Jones. Northbound lanes on Jones shut down at Tropicana. Try Decatur or Rainbow to steer clear of that. Sunny skies and temperatures going back to triple digits this afternoon. We should hit 101 with light breezes. Going to be a warm and dry weekend. Also, as temperatures climb to 104 by Sunday, we're at 81 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you watch what was clearly to me just a bizarre, surrealistic experience of watching the president fly from Bedminster and Newark to Atlanta, Georgia, and Fulton County, Georgia. It was fascinating TV, much like the OJ Bronco chase. It was just something different. One of the big questions legally that is coming up is, will there be a speedy trial? And I don't know. The experts are saying it's going to be difficult to get a speedy trial, especially in Georgia where you have 19 different defendants. This is just bizarre. Jonathan Turley, professor at George Washington University, was on with Martha McCallum last night talking about the speedy trial in Georgia and how tough it will be to get. This was Jonathan Turley yesterday on Fox.
Prosecutors tend to say, look, you might not like my evidence, but I've got enough of it that I should be able to get to a jury. A lot of appellate judges agree with that. The problem is that, you know, this is an indictment, Martha, where there are strong claims against some of these defendants. When you look at insular crimes like access to voting machines, it's not that strong, in my view, with Donald Trump. In fact, I think it collapses if you believe that Trump believed that he could flip the state, that he did, in fact, win the state, and he took the advice of his legal team. That's not the type of case I think that's good for democracy. I don't think it's good to have a Democratic prosecutor pulling in the leading Republican candidate on that type of thin connection.
Yeah. One of the defendants, Ken Chesebrough, asked for a speedy trial through his attorneys, and speedy it is. October 23rd, which is just a few months away. Everything I have heard about this case, and I believe from as you as well, Jonathan, to get 19 defendants lined up in a RICO case and ready to go in really what's a matter of weeks, is that even possible?
Right. I mean, you and your hands full with eight cats, trying
exactly.
19 in a courtroom. How you would get all of these defendants in a case in that amount of time, that is a NASCAR pace. And I don't think that it would serve justice. This is a complex case. This prosecutor made it that way. And in some ways, she created her own problem. She basically indicted everyone and said, let the jury and God sort them out. And then she included virtually everything she could lay her hands on, from tweets to phone calls to speeches, and said, oh, they're all part of this conspiracy. Well, that's a massive amount of evidence that you're going to be trying to convict 19 people on. I don't think that this is a reasonable date.
So Jim Jordan and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee wrote a letter. One of the questions that they want to pursue in investigating this case, which we seem to see a lot of these days, investigations of investigations, but in this case, they're asking if she was coordinating, the DA in Georgia was coordinating with Jack Smith, the special counsel on the January 6th case. What are they trying to get at there? What would that mean? And is that something that should not have happened?
I don't think it should have happened. I don't like the optics. I also don't like the substance of Congress investigating prosecutors before trial. More importantly, I think that courts are going to be repelled by this move. This is not a good time, if there is a good time, for such an investigation to occur. They're trying to get ready for trial. I have the same reaction as I did to the indictment in Atlanta. I don't like the looks of a Democrat pulling in the leading Republican without a stronger nexus in the evidence to show a crime. And I have the same reaction to Republicans investigating Democratic prosecutors before trial. We have a court system, the greatest court system in the world. Right. Let's let it work.
Professor Jonathan Turley yesterday with Martha McCallum on Fox. When we come back, the candidate everybody loves to hate. Yeah, the presidential wannabe that everybody loves to hate, Chris Christie, waxing poetic with Neil Cavuto. We'll let you hear a portion of that interview coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Ron Quintz has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQ4U.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Friday. Don't forget, Ron Futrell will be along in just a bit. I had so much fun yesterday morning after the show. I went out to the Ahern and the Ron Quince formal announcement that he's running in CD1 against Dina Titus. And I got to tell you, he's impressive. He is very impressive. And by the way, they had a big turnout at the Ahern. It was really nice, a really nice event to kick off the campaign. And now, of course, the nuts and bolts of getting elected, that's when it gets difficult. Talking about presidential candidates and presidential wannabes, the guy that is, I have dubbed him the most hated presidential candidate in the race so far on the Republican side is Chris Christie. He was on with Neil Cavuto. And if you recall back on Wednesday, the guy was almost booed off the stage. I mean, it was that bad. He was on with Neil Cavuto and said he was really unfazed by the booing at the GOP debate in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Listen to Chris Christie. This is cut number 5. Go.
The booing part of that you received, were you expecting that?
Sure. Yeah, look, you know, you go into a debate hall, a big debate hall like that, and you're going to say hard truths about the former nominee of the party. And so there are going to be some people in there who are upset about that. They don't want to hear those truths, but the truths need to be heard and they need to be spoken. Because here's the problem, Neil, and this is what those folks need to understand. that in a few hours, Donald Trump will be out on bail in four different jurisdictions. And if that's the person that we think can beat Joe Biden, we're kidding ourselves. You're not going to do that. He's going to be, he'll probably be on trial in at least two of those cases between now and Election Day of 2024. And Joe Biden is begging for Donald Trump. And I think what I tried to show folks last night was I'm willing to tell the truth about Donald Trump. I'm willing to tell the truth about Joe and Hunter Biden. And I have a record from being elected and reelected in a blue state, defeating a Democrat incumbent. I was the only person on that stage last night who's ever defeated a Democratic incumbent. And the last Democratic incumbent president who was defeated was Jimmy Carter. And you know who beat him? A conservative governor from a blue state named Ronald Reagan. And that's the same type of win I want to bring back in 24. But Donald Trump won't bring it to us. Someone needs to say it. So I did.
You got a lot of people booing you. And unlike Ronald Reagan, the example, he was not booed by many in his own party at the time. Did you get a sense with that exchange, Governor, that you don't have a chance at this nomination?
Not at all. And in fact, look, the Hall is a small group of people compared to our Republican Party across the country. And that's why, you know, Neil, if you look at the newest poll that's come out of New Hampshire just 3 days ago, I'm now comfortably in second place at 14% of the vote, clear by margin of error past Vivek Ramaswamy, who's in second or third place, mm-hmm. and 5 points ahead of Ron DeSantis, who's now at 9%. Now, we have a ways to go. We still have 20 points to catch up to Donald Trump. But I've only been in this race for 2.5 months, and I've gone from 0 to 14 in New Hampshire. So I'm not discouraged at all. I'm incredibly encouraged. And let's face it, who was booing me in the crowd last night? You know, some of the folks who were doing the loudest booing are the people who are invested in the swamp that Donald Trump helped to create for them in Washington, D.C. He said he was going to drain the swamp, and all he did was rearrange it. And rearrange it so that members of his own family could do the same things that Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family are doing right now. Here's the promise I'll make to the American people. There'll be no members of the Christie family in government when I'm president, and there'll be no members of the Christie family who will profit from my government service. And neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump can say that about their families.
Chris Christie, the most hated man in this GOP primary race. I'm going to give the last word in this hour, though, to Vivek Ramaswamy. He was on with Laura Ingraham. This is cut number six, talking about the Trump arrest in Fulton County, Georgia, yesterday.
I think this is shameful, Laura. This is an indictment not of Donald Trump, but of our national civic health, that we have gotten to a place where we have a party in power that will use any charge in any jurisdiction four at the same time in the middle of an election designed, mark my words, to stop their lead political rival currently from running. And I'm saying this coming out of a debate last night that went really well in many national polls. I'm now in second. It would be easier for me if my competitor in this primary, Donald Trump, were eliminated from competition. But that is not how I want to win. That is not grounded in principle. We are skating on thin ice as a country right now, Laura. And I think this takes us one step further in the wrong direction. We have to stand on the side of principle, not politics. That goes for everybody in this GOP primary, and I've been vocal for a reason.
Vivek, you said you're one of the candidates who would support Trump as the nominee if he wins the nomination, but if he's convicted of a crime. Here's how former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, reacted to this. Watch.
That was the low light of the entire debate. I mean, I was embarrassed and disgusted by it. For, you know, six people to raise their hand and say, I would put a convicted felon in the White House, it's just beyond comprehension. I mean, in most states, convicted felons don't even have the right to vote. They're not registered voters, but we would put them in the White House.
The establishment didn't like the rallying around Donald Trump because they don't like the views of Donald Trump, or certainly not yours or DeSantis's.
I think the reality is we're rallying behind the founding vision of the United States of America, that the people who we elect to run the government ought to be the ones who run the government, not the deep state, and certainly not somebody selected by the administrative police state, which is the way they're trying to run the show today. And so I have a simple view. The person who leads this country next should be the person who the citizens of this nation actually choose. I think that's not a radical idea, yet it seems radical to the likes of not only Joe Biden, but look at our own party. And that's why, Laura, I think the divide in this country goes even deeper than just traditional Republicans and Democrats. I think the real divide is, do we believe in the founding ideal of this country, of the American Revolution, that the people can be trusted to self